You know, it was absolutely clear as a result of Hurricane Irma that Florida's citrus crop insurance was woefully inadequate. As we worked for some hurricane relief, the message was clear. Get your insurance coverage current and make it a valuable product. Florida Citrus Mutual has contracted with the consultants. We have been working a year, and we're at a point now where we are looking at the existing program, recommending some improvements short term, but while we rolled up our sleeves, we're looking at long term other options, other schedules, payments, insurance premiums that a grower very well might be interested, because everybody knows it's going to be so very difficult to get major hurricane assistance in the future.
What were the major problems with the old program? I think I've heard one repeatedly. The insurance doesn't cover the cost of production. Is that a major issue?
Oh, certainly it was. Over time, we have not kept up with the insurance coverage. It was not nearly adequate to even cover production. Many growers literally walked away from insurance because it was not a good value. There had been frustrations over the years of insurance premiums being paid and obviously no indemnification payments made during that time as well.
The new program that I heard the consultants propose, it would be based on a grower's actual production history?
Correct. And that's the concepts, and that's what the listening sessions are all about. If you think about it, it makes sense. A grower that's put in his time, commitment, production cost, he has a valuable product. It's much more, it's a certainly more valuable than a county average, or quite honestly, the value of a crop from a grower that's basically more than an abandoned grove. So this would give a grower an option to keep current with his insurance proceeds if there is a major disaster, catastrophe, like we saw just last year.
What have you heard from growers? You've had two of three listening sessions so far. Growers, and I know there have been agents there as well. What is your takeaway from them?
Well, you know what? It's interesting. Anytime you recommend a change for the future, there are concerns. What are the benefits? How much more is it going to cost? Will it cost less? How can I get more coverage with less? So anytime you recommend and put forward some major changes, there's going to be those type of concerns. But the underlying support that I'm hearing is, Mike, it doesn't have to be perfect. What we have is a disaster. Let's move forward. Let's look forward to improvements, major improvements, and this could very well be an option. And the grower, quite honestly, we're listening to the grower. The grower's not just listening to our presentations. And if we can give the growers options and let them decide their coverage and their cost, that sounds like the real win-win situation for Florida Citrus.
The changes would take place in the 2020-21 season?
Correct. And see, we cannot turn this big ship around on a dime. Let's not forget, USDA provides a major supplement, a subsidy, if you will, on crop insurance. And so the grower, of course, has skin in the game with his premium, but there's federal dollars to supplement that. And so it has to have a strict review, and that's the process we're going over now. Two years worth of review, you still present it to USDA, get their approval, then even once the approval, it takes time to implement that process. So we're going to have an improved program, I hope, but it's going to be very similar to the current year until we can roll out a much improved program that's, as you pointed out, a year, 2 years down the road.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.